Bruce Hansen thought he was attending a simple and brief recognition ceremony when his name would be called and he'd receive a handshake. He was surprised when the event became much more, making him a bit emotional. "I was shocked and had no idea this was going to happen. I almost cried," Hansen said. "I attended one of these for 45 years of service and they just called my name. I thought that was all they were going to do this time, too." Hansen was one of multiple Arlington Public School employees on hand in front of the school board April 27 to be recognized for reaching a milestone of 30 or more years of service. The longtime teacher and coach was the only one saluted for a half century of service. 50 years is a remarkable milestone when you think about the many lives Bruce has impacted and students he has inspired, mentored and supported during his career, school board chairman Reed Goldstein said. Since 1985, Hansen has worked full-time at Yorktown High School as a physical education teacher and the head football coach. At age 22, Hansen began with the Arlington school system for the 1972-73 school year as a PE teacher and football, head, and assistant basketball coach at Wakefield High. The Montgomery County, MD, native and College of William and Mary graduate and football player at the Division I school also taught for a time at an Arlington elementary school. During the April 27 ceremony, former students and players of Hansen's, and currently county administrators, coaches and Yorktown faculty members spoke about his impact on them as he stood in front of the school board and listened. Tyrone Bird, the school system's director of diversity, equity and inclusion, was a player and coach under Hansen. "Bruce made me the defensive coordinator when I had no business in that position, but he trusted me," Bird said. "No one had trusted me before. He believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. Part of the reason I am in the job I am in today is because of this man." Joe McBride also played for Hansen and now is an assistant coach under him. His father also played for Hansen at Yorktown. "All of the players and kids remember him fondly," Joe McBride said. Alex Hicks is Yorktown's current defensive coordinator under Hansen. "He has inspired me and a lot of people," Hicks said. Greg Beer is Yorktown's boys lacrosse coach. "I have leaned on him when I need advice and appreciate everything he has done for us," Beer said. Among others speaking about Hansen were Yorktown principal Kevin Clark, director of student activities Mike Krullfeld, assistant director of student activities Cheryl Stotler, athletic administrator Mary Ann Mayen, girls softball coach Heather Sutphin and some players from the 2022 team, like Miles Fang. Krullfeld praised Hansen for how he has adapted so well over the years with all of the changes in teaching and coaching. Many of Hansen's former players attended, like standout running back Mike Getter. "It was special to see all of those guys," Hansen said. Hansen was given a framed Yorktown football jersey with the number 50, along with a clock, autographed jersey and some other memorabilia. Answering the question of how long he plans to continue coaching and teaching, Hansen gave a favorite response: "I'll retire after I coach or teach your kids." Note: Hansen will begin the 2023 high school football season with 289 career victories as a head coach. His Yorktown teams have won two region championships, multiple district titles and have qualified for the Virginia High School League state tournament twice. Last season's team went 8-4 and tied for second in the Liberty District.